Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Damona Doy joining us right after this.
What does red mean? At Case IH, it means power, efficiency, versatility. The Case IH family of tractors and hay tools helps you get the job done. To get even more done, visit your local Case IH dealer today and enter for a chance to win a new 2012 Ram truck and a year's worth of fuel. Plus, get great deals on balers, windrowers, and Farmall, Maxim, and Puma tractors during our Field of Deals sales event. To learn more, visit your local Case IH dealer or caseihdeals.com.
Whether you're just thinking about including winter canola on your farm for the first time, or you've got several canola crops under your belt, Canola U will help you succeed. Canola U 2012 will include new topics and information, and it's coming up soon, Tuesday, February 28th at the Cherokee Strip Conference Center in Enid. Canola U is sponsored by High Plains Journal and DeKalb, and will feature the latest information on planting, growing, harvesting, and marketing winter canola. There's no charge to attend. For details, call 1-855-4-CANOLA or www.canolau.com.
The historic drought of 2011 definitely left its mark in Oklahoma and in Texas, as we saw extreme heat, extreme dryness, basically dry up pastures, liquidate cattle herds in its wake. And now, here in 2012, with some moisture, the hope of some pasture this spring, we're starting to think about trying to pick up some of the pieces. Damona Doy is joining us today from Oklahoma State University, Extension Agricultural Economist, who says that a lot of cattle herds totally gone, but others are in various states of disrepair.
There's a variety of situations. So we have people who've liquidated the entire herds. We have people who liquidated part. We have people who held on to as many cattle as they can. Of course, they all came into it in very different financial positions, and that means that at the end of the year, they ended in different financial positions. If they liquidated early, they probably saved a lot on feed expenses. They still got good cattle prices, and so they have money, hopefully in the bank, to be able to buy back those expensive females.
And perhaps in hindsight, those are the folks that may have the best opportunity to come back in and rebuild their mama cow herd, reestablish it, assuming that their pasture and range conditions are in condition this spring to be able to accept fairly decent stocking rates once again.
The people who held on to cows may in fact have run up some operating debt and probably still came out ahead in terms of cash flow because of some liquidations along with that. But so people ended up in different financial positions, which makes it potentially difficult for some of them when you start to look at $2,000 cows in terms of being able to buy back. And so we're talking to lenders about different strategies for people to get back in, which range from getting back slowly by buying stockers, keeping those perhaps some stocker females, holding them over, and then gradually rebuilding the herd, maybe supplementing with cow-calf pairs. We're also talking about leasing. We haven't traditionally in Oklahoma done a lot of leasing of cows. It's done more in the Midwest, but that provides an opportunity for people to get back without incurring perhaps a lot of debt. So if they're already in some debt, have land debt that they don't have paid off, it may be a way to get back again slowly if their goal is to own the entire cow herd, because you only get to save a certain percent of the calf crop and so on over time, but may provide an opportunity for some people.
Dr. Damona Doy of Oklahoma State University's Ag Economics Department talking about trying to help folks pick up the pieces after the historic drought of 2011. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's time for the Pollard Farms Performance Genetics 13th Annual Bull and Commercial Female Sale. It's coming up Saturday, February 25th at Waukomas, Oklahoma. Now, the sale begins at 12:30, selling 80 home-raised service-age Angus bulls, 140 commercial females, about 100 commercial spring calving first-time heifers, about 40 mature calves, half fall calvers and half spring calvers. For more information, just call 580-758-1464. Or for a complete catalog, go online at pollardfarms.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.